This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. Welcome back to the seemingly unending, nowhere even close to comprehensive series of Homegrown Ohio, Rock and Roll, as we return to Akron. And an offshoot of the Rubber City Rebels, a collaboration of ex-Rebels Mike Hammer and Donnie Damage, Hammer Damage, and the only piece of vinyl to their name, the single Automatic Lips from 1979. Mostly known in the Akron-Kent area, they ventured to Cleveland and the Agora to open for the B-52s and Public Image Limited, and east to New York to support fellow Northeast Ohioans, the Dead Boys. Here's the aforementioned Automatic Lips, a cut that can be described being closer to new wave than punk.
We'll be right back.
Akron scene was a very close-knit family of musicians who many times not only shared the stage, but occasionally shared band members. And the next group is an example. Now, once again, I'm asking you to remember someone we've covered earlier, and that's Tin Huey's Chris Butler. Butler formed the Waitresses as a side project while still performing with the Hueys in 1978, along with friend Patty Donahue and Huey saxophonist Ralph Carney. They recorded I Know What Boys Like, but didn't properly release it. After moving to New York City, Butler shopped the song to some record labels, scoring a contract with the New York label Z, which at that point required him to actually put together a real band. Up until that time, the Waitresses were pretty much Tin Huey fronted by Patty Donahue. And a great example of that pairing was a live recording of The Comb, recorded at JB's in Kent in October of that same year, which we'll hear, and then the single I Know It Feels Like.
Them looking tease them. They want to touch me. I never let them. I know what boys like. I know what guys want. I know what boys like. Boys like. Boys like me. But you're special. I might get you. You're so much different. I might get you. And buttons, fun to frustrate them. They get so angry, like pouty children. Deny their candy, I laugh right at them. I know what boys like, I know what guys want. I know what boys like, boys like, boys like me.
Give the writing and performing duties for the title song to the television show Square Pegs, a program about high schoolers desperately trying to fit in to a band like the Waitresses, who themselves had the same problem, thanks to their quirkiness. The TV show only lasted one season, but a downright mainstream new wave single was selected from their last LP, Bruiseology, from 1982. An album hindered by internal band drama. This top 40 record was as good or better than anything released that year, but there's only one thing wrong with the song, Make the Weather. It didn't chart, and the Waitresses faded away.
Smoking.
The mid to late 70s was a prime time for the female rock band, like the B-52s, Go-Go's, and Heart, and solo artists such as Pat Benatar, Joan Jett, and Susie Quattro, among others, were hugely popular, with the Akron scene participating fully in the trend. And the next group was big, not just in Akron, but internationally. Chrissy Hynde graduated from Firestone High and attended Kent State, where she joined a band that also included Mark Mothersbaugh, soon to be of Devo fame. A Hynde-only demo tape showed promise, so a band was put together, a demo recorded, and eventually a single released in 1978 that went to top 30 in the UK. A Kinks cover, Stop Your Sobbin'. Here's that Pretenders demo.
It is time for you to stop all of your sobbing. Yes, it's time you to stop all of your sobbing. Oh, oh. There's one thing you gotta do to make me still want you. Gotta stop sobbing, oh. Stop it. It is time for you to laugh instead of crying. Yes, it's time for you to laugh. Keep on trying. Oh, oh. There's one thing you gotta do to make me still want you. Gotta stop 7-0.
Gonna use my fingers, gonna use my like me.
More representatives of the Ladies of Akron Rock and past alums of Firestone High were the trio Chai Pig, releasing one single in 1978 and an appearance on the now legendary Akron compilation LP of the same name. The band unfortunately peaked before the popularity of the girl-led groups of the 80s. The lack of any major label interest sealed their demise. From the aforementioned Akron compilation LP is Apu Api, a cut that could easily pass as a B-52's record. It's unfortunate the band didn't survive. another band you will never hear anywhere else but here on the Vinyl Garage.
Appy-wappy, help me. 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 Appy-wappy, help me.
Compilation album was also the starting point for Jane Eyre and the Belvederes. After releasing a single for Stiff in 1978, the band was signed to Virgin Records, which begat an LP in 1979, a record that was far more mainstream than her earlier singles. Here's the leadoff track, Breaking Down the Walls of Heartache, and a really good Motown cover, Come See About Me, which was also chosen as the album's single. Jane would soon become the Mrs. Pete Burkett, bassist for the Boomtown Rats.
Thank you.
We're by no means finished with Akron's Ladies of Rock. We're wrapping up that click with a singer who started out in country, Rachel Sweet. Another alum of Firestone High and the Akron compilation LP. She was signed to Stiff in the UK and Columbia in the US in 1978, releasing two LPs, both of which being a critical success but failing to sell. From the Akron compilation LP, and here's as good as any spot to let you in on something really cool. The cover of the LP was Scratch and Sniff. Scratch the tire, it smells like rubber. You can't get that from streaming, can ya? And the cut, Truck Stop Queen, a song based in the country genre she was most comfortable in, but rocked up to make it relevant on a rock and roll compilation album.
Truck stop's part of a chain, coast to coast. She owns them all, but she never likes to boast. Packages on Monday, she ducks these greasy spoons. Don't need to work, but she needs to stay in tune. Come in weary, night runs in the rain. Pretend she's a waitress, but she owns a whole damn chain. She's a truck stop queen, the waitress for fun. And the chairman of the board, she's a truck stop queen.
LP for Stiff, Fool Around, was released with a different cover and track listing in the US. One of the cuts, Who Does Lisa Like, was a bit autobiographical, referencing Firestone High. But the version we'll hear of that song is from a coffee break concert at the Agora downtown Cleveland on April 29th, 1980.
This song is all about what we girls talk about in the Firestone parking lot. And that's bands and boys and who's taking what. But most importantly, who does Lisa like?
We can see tonight.
I'm home.
The most popular and the single chosen from the LP was a cover of soul singer Carla Thomas's song, B-A-B-Y. Fourth LP saw the Stiff Records affiliation disappear, and along with it, the edginess in the songwriting and production that made the first two so successful. 1981's And Then He Kissed Me was uneven, and that was being kind, the high point being the leadoff cut, Shadows of the Night, the same song Pat Benatar would record 1 year later to some success. The low light, and that's equally kind, was the duet with Rex Smith, Everlasting Love. A fine example of not accounting for taste, since it would be the highest chart appearance of her career. The last LP, 1982's Blame It on Love, found Miss Sweet in charge of production and co-writing of its 10 tracks. The quality of either or both, unfortunately, rendered the LP, in my opinion, pointless. Here's the aforementioned Shadows of the Night. Notice that Neil Giraldo and Pat Benatar didn't change the arrangement at all.
He said, oh girl, it's a cold world when we're restless and we're young. They say slow down, it's a showdown, but our time will surely come. Ransom my heart, but baby, don't let we'll be right back.
Osbourne wasn't all new wave and oddball. Power pop was also represented by Stowe's The Action and their first single for Radiogram Records from 1978, Get Back to Me, a cut reminiscent of the Raspberries, as is the follow-up, 1979's Radio Music. Here's both. Something I've done, I'm sorry.
down to that DJ play that's down on my favorite songs. Hanging out at the same old spots of town, I feel like a boy.
There you have it, a perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Oh, radio, music, radio, music, radio, music, radio, music, radio, music, music, radio, 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 music, radio